Hi Audio Boo, it's Matt, aka Sonic Maverick, and I'm here in Brighton. It's Saturday afternoon, and I've come down here for George's birthday. George's down here studying to be a journalist, and so I've just come down for her birthday, and we are sitting in the Pavilion. Is it the Pavilion Gardens?
Yeah, Pavilion Gardens Cafe.
We're in the Pavilion Gardens, and there's a cafe here. And we've just had a really nice. I had a really nice baked jacket potato with tuna. And Georgia had a toasty. And then we had scones and cream and jam. And we've been listening to the opera singers. There's been an opera singer here in the garden. And we're right near to Brighton Pavilion, which is this amazing kind of pleasure palace. Was it built by... Was that King Edward? Or Prince Edward?
I don't remember.
I can't...
Edward, yeah, maybe. It wasn't a king.
No, it's Prince, wasn't it? Is it Prince Edward? I think it's Prince Edward. And so we're just enjoying the... This is really, really lovely. Lovely cafe with really nice food. And...
It is really nice, yeah. And I've got some nice presents.
Yeah, Georgia's had her presents from me, and I got her some stuff from Lush and
Pandora Charm,
and some stuff from Hotel Chocolate. There's the opera singer again. Probably can't hear it from here. We were just saying it must be really difficult for an opera singer to sing outside because they don't have the acoustics to like. Because obviously opera singers don't use microphones, really. The idea is that they project, isn't it? Project the voice. But if you've got nothing to project off of, like the acoustics in a theatre or in an opera house are designed to be able to project your voice. But of course, singing outside, she doesn't have that, so she's... But she's still doing a pretty good job of it. We just found out there's going to be like a 30-piece jazz orchestra here tomorrow.
So I'm coming.
And so I think George is coming back. It's a shame because I'd love to have seen that, but I've got to go home and work. So you can record it. Yeah, that'd be good.
It could be some recording again. We're at the seafront.
Yes, I will record again. We're going to go and have a walk down to the seafront, see what's around. We were going to go walking alpacas. But then it's very hard to find. But they are absolutely beautiful animals, and I'm determined to do it at some point because Georgia's never. Have you never seen one, Georgia?
No.
Oh, they're incredible. They're just so soft. And so we definitely want to go and do that. And then I thought, I also looked into going hovercraft racing. But I think they were a little bit nervous about letting two blind people do that. So I'm not quite sure why. I think that's discrimination, actually, quite frankly. But, I'm joking, of course. Right, we'll see you in a little while from the seafront.